So, Sandy, tell me, when did you start working at Pikes Peak?
It was in September 1993.
And you taught shorthand?
That was the first class that I taught, yes.
And that was a pretty necessary skill, right?
At that time, it was. It only lasted for a year because the computers were starting to be more prevalent in business offices.
Right.
So my shorthand class went for two semesters, and then it stopped because nobody really was using it anymore.
And it sounds like you were facing a difficult career path of having a technology that was obsolete.
Well, not for me, because I used the court reporting machine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was teaching the stenotype class, I also was working at a court reporting college teaching theory to brand new students.
Nice. So you taught that theory, and then what happened to your career? Where did it go from there?
When the stenotype, when the shorthand class ended, then they suggested that I might want to teach the beginning keyboarding class. So I said yes, because I like teaching at the college. And so once I finished with shorthand, I started with keyboarding, beginning typing, and then I went on to 10 key. And from there, I started teaching word processing. And that was interesting because I was used to WordPerfect.
Mm-hmm.
And at the college, they were changing over to Windows. And I didn't know what Windows was. I went into my class one day, and a student says, do you do Windows? And I said, no, I don't do Windows, because I thought he was talking about washing windows. I was teaching WordPerfect, but they had started a new class called Word.
Uh-huh.
And so Word was used with the Windows environment on the computer, and that was new to me. So that's what I ended up going over to. And I just continued from there and started getting more classes to teach. And then I went to a fast-track program over at Garfield High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a high school. It was an elementary school, but they were teaching fast-track business courses there. It was Thelma Wiebke and Jeanette Walgreen. They're retired also. But I started working with them, mm-hmm. and from there I just continued teaching classes until I became full-time. And that didn't happen until, I think it was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
2005, I started teaching the AVP, Area Vocational Program.
Right.
And so I was a limited employee as far as the status of my employment, but I worked every day, Monday through Friday, with students that came from the high school. And they were with me for about 3 hours every day. And I think I did that 4 to 5 years.
And when did you retire?
I retired in 2013. Well, it was actually April 2014. 2013, I went on long-term disability, medical disability.
So, and looking back at your years, any little stories or anecdotes that you might want to bring up that kind of get at the culture of this place?
Well, it was always a really nice job for me because the department that I worked in, my teachers that I worked with, everybody was so helpful to each other, you know. There were never any problems, and because I worked as an adjunct for so many years, I guess, you know, it's always better when you're not on a job day after day because you don't get involved in the office gossip and all of that stuff.
Right.
But even when I became full-time, that wasn't an issue for me. I just really liked the environment of the college, and I got my master's degree while I was teaching there, and I focused on adult education and training, which was right up my alley because I was an adult student. student when I got my college degree. I actually went to school with my kids at the same time.
What was that like?
It was very good for them because your kids always think they know more than you. So I was an A student, and it made them work harder. I beat them. I graduated before they did.
So you had the multi-generational competition going on.
Yeah, it was, and it kept them in school, and they both graduated, and they got their college degrees also, so I was proud of that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and to you know, going back to this idea of limit, not only living through such technological change, but having to adjust to it so quickly and teach it had to have been quite a challenge.
Well, it wasn't for me because I look back over my career. See, I taught business technology and a lot of office training courses. Teaching was my second career. My first career was in support, and I started off as a clerk typist and ended up as, I forget my title, but I was the top administrative person working in for the Postal Service. And I always was training people, and I didn't realize that teaching was something really that I wanted to do. I just automatically did it because it was when I was working for the Postal Service at Marina Del Rey that we first got computers on the job. And each of us had standalone stations, and we had to go to San Francisco for training, and I just took to the computers right away. It was just like it was made for me.
Nice.
That was my first experience working with computers. And so when I got to the college and I started teaching those computer classes, it was just the best. And I actually did the first online course for business technology. I created it, and I loved online teaching too. I really liked online teaching because it afforded everyone, working people, mothers that were stay-at-home moms, they could take classes and not have to come out of their house.
I was looking back at some of the history milestones, and one of them was, and I think it was in the 70s that the college got its first computer for $10,000.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that a lot of money?
Oh, my gosh. Giant yeah. IBM. Yeah.
Yeah, that was. I still remember when they got all the teachers together for a seminar, and it was about electronic mail. That's how they described it, and everybody was fooling and eyeing about it.
It's the new thing.
I look back at it.
Electronic mail.
I remember my daughter telling me that she used electronic mail on her job. She worked for Hughes Aircraft, and they used it way back in the 80s.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, and what was your name again?
My name is...